Speaking of predictions, speaking of getting down, speaking of betting, one of you hit me this week with exactly what does the big head do when he's not showing up once a week, getting down and helping us make money and win bets? And I didn't know the answer. I still do not know the answer. He's the social media director, or I don't even know. He's got like a title. I don't know exactly what the hell he does do, but I know that he's here right now to do what he does best, and that's get down and help us make money. Head, what's going on? How you living?
You know, to be fair, Jim, I don't know what I do either, but I do know it pays well, so thank you for that. I'm doing fantastic, man.
That does not make me feel any better about that at all, dude, at all. I don't know what I do either, but I know that it pays well. Thanks for having me.
Every two weeks, right there, direct deposit. Thank you.
Dude, I'm sure we could fix that. I think we could fix that by having you actually do something and pay you less. Why don't you get that bucket of salt and dump that in my wounds.
Right.
All right, that's great. So, hey, Lee, off topic really quickly, before we go NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final, what about the smack-off? Do you have a lean or a feel about this year's field? Who do you like?
Well, I like the big hitters always, but I want to see one of those other guys who we think could win it, who has the talent to come through, like the Rick and Buffaloes, the Benny and Wiscos, somebody like that to, you know, do what Caleb did a year ago and rip that thing from us. So still filling it out. We still got about June now, so about 3 weeks.
See, what's funny to me is, wow, damn, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. What's funny to me, a little more than 3 weeks, you treat that the same way you do gambling. You don't like the chalk. You don't like the chalk. You want the value. You want something different. You want to go in a different way. I like that.
You want to make a little bit of money, and there's a lot of talent there, so something always could happen.
All right, so something always can happen. Can something happen in the NBA Finals other than what the entire world is predicting? Denver v. Miami, the Nuggets are heavily favored. I've gotten into this already. There's a reason why they're heavily favored. It's because they are better. But, like I mentioned, you have a point of view. You have a system. Break it down. Big picture first. Mm-hmm. I know that you already hit them early, but are you going to play the series overall? What's it look like to you?
Yeah, so on the greatest sports gambling podcast of all time, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, I did hit Denver back in February at plus 800. Now, for this series, we want to make money. I don't think Denver could lose, but on this series, like you mentioned in the opening segment there, they are minus 460 odds for winning the championship here. You could get a series prop bet for Denver -1.5 games at minus 200, minus 190. I'll actually hit that, the -1.5 games. You could do -2.5 games at plus 120, but I'll go with the safe one at -1.5 games here for 200.
All right, so I think to your point, the best gambling pod ever, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, had they been listening and had they done what you did in February, you hit the Nuggets in February at plus 800.
Yeah, I did. I hit them, and then I hit the Suns to, you know, try to maybe make money. If the Denver lost, I thought the Suns would probably win it. But yes, we're going to get a good payday, probably plus 700 now because of the Suns bet. But overall, for a Denver fan, though, Jim, it's a great, great situation because minus 460 is a wild number. And in the last 40 years, a minus 300 or more favorite in the NBA Finals has gone 14-1. The only team to pull that upset was Toby and Houston's Larry Brown's 04 Pistons over the Lakers.
That's because he is Larry Brown. All right,
Larry
so
Brown.
That was smart. Plus 800, which is actually plus 700 because you had the hedge, but good on you. What about
Larry
tonight?
Brown.
Now, tonight, game one, if they want to get down, what is the number you're seeing? And if you were to play, in fact, are you going to play game one?
Yeah, I'm going to play it. So the number is Denver -9. I think the best approach tonight would be to see if Miami can get off to a fast start, a hot start, and move that number down to about 6 and hit Denver. But right now, with that 9, I'll take Miami. The key is Miami continuing to shoot the 3-ball the way they have, even to hang with this Denver offense. And as of now, this postseason, the Heat are shooting the 3-ball better than anybody, which is wild considering the regular season. Miami was the 4th worst team in the NBA in shooting from distance. But so much of that comes down to Hemi and how the defenses play against him. I'm fascinated by the Aaron Gordon matchup that you and Mannix talked about. It's huge. Gordon has gone from Cat to KD to LeBron, and now Hemi on him right now. I don't see Hemi backing him down at all. He'll have to go hunting. Probably Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr. is my guess to get those outside guys looks, and they have to hit those threes. Now, Miami has lost six straight to Denver by an average of 12.6 points per game, which is not good. But the Heat have shown regular season numbers do not count for them in winning or covering. I'll take the 9 points and go with this generation's Larry Brown and Spo.
Well, interesting. I did not think that you were going to do that. In fact, I played it the same way. I don't feel great about that because I love Denver. I love what they bring to it. They've had 10 days off. I'm not exactly sure. I feel like, you know, you ever feel like when you hit something head, no matter which way you hit, you're going to lose?
Yes.
Like, if I hit this, I'm going to lose. But if I go the other way, I know I'll lose. So what do? Sit out? That's not an option.
Every time I've hit the Heat this postseason, that's what I feel like, and I usually go the other way, so you might want to fade me close on this one, because even Boston, I took Boston, I think, -8 in game one there, and of course, Miami freaking won that bet, too.
So. All right, so your advice is, clones, you might want to fade the head on this
one.
My response to that is fade us both, because I'm playing it the same way. I'm going to take the points.
Beautiful.
I think Denver wins, but I'm going to take the points. Look, if I can get Miami +9, I'm taking it because they play defense so well. And although I don't expect them to shoot the three the way they keep shooting the three, they've been shooting the three.
Also, Jim, number on that, Miami's 9-2 in their last 11 following an ATS win. So that's a good sign right there.
That is. All right, so what about an MVP bet? I mean, I know the Joker is not the best player on his own team. Mm-hmm. Ask him.
Right.
But what about an MVP bet?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Joker is a massive favorite, obviously, to win that at -360 is the number. Jimmy Butler is second at +330, and Jamal Murray is third choice at +1400. I love that number for Murray. Add the fact that outside of Hemi, no one is a great matchup for Murray to guard him, to check him. The problem is it's voted on by humans here. Humans have a tendency to be emotional, and I feel since they didn't give Joker the regular season MVP, he's probably going to have to almost be horrible not to get this MVP award, so I'm actually not going to hit it just because of that.
I like that. What's the number again for him?
Murray is +1400, but I just don't see how because...
No. Joker. Yeah. What's Joker's number?
-360.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah, nothing.
All right. Now, something very, very sneaky, but those who track you and follow you know that you do really well in the NHL postseason. The Stanley Cup final is now set. Panthers v. Golden Knights. How are you going to play that? Who you got?
Yeah, mother of a series here that will end with the first ever Stanley Cup in the history of one of these franchises. It is a coin flip. Vegas is the small favorite here at -125. Florida is the +105 dog. Love what Florida has done. Playoff hockey to a T with a grit and having won 9 of their 12 games by a single goal and really relying on 3 goal scorers throughout the whole thing. And as great as Matthew Tkachuk and goalie Bob have been, I'm actually going to go with the Golden Knights here. Mm-hmm. They made me some money against the Dallas Stars in their series. I'm going back to them again, despite them being on their 5th goalie this season. I think they still do it. Their scoring depth is just too much. Vegas has had 6 different 6-goal scorers this postseason. Sorry, Rick in Buffalo. Jack Eichel, Stanley Cup champion, Buffalo. I know you don't like it, but Vegas -125.
I like that, too. I got into this the other day. It's amazing. They've got 5 different goaltenders this year. They're
amazing.
Getting it done. Jack Eichel, for whatever you wanted to say about him, whether or not he had the character or the fit or was physically sound, he's answered all those questions. The guy's been amazing.
I love the
franchise. I'm going to play it the same way as you. Before you go, have you been playing any baseball? Are you making any money off MLB? You and I have not gotten caught up on these things. What have you been doing with your time and money, Head?
A lot of baseball. I do like baseball. I like the regular season for baseball, and I usually use a lot of their bullpen numbers to bet daily almost. Nothing in the last 2 days, but I'd say about 5 of 7 days a week I've been hitting Major League Baseball. A little over 50% there, so... Following my future bets, too, with the Braves, the Jays, and then, unfortunately, the horrible pick on the ass White Sox. So, staying busy.
Yeah, at the time, I didn't think it was an ass pick, but I do now. All right, so run this back for me very quickly. The stuff that we covered in this segment, and you can put it up on Twitter when you're done, but who do you have?
Nuggets -1.5 games to win the 2023 NBA Finals. The Heat tonight +9 in Game 1. Vegas -125 to win the Stanley Cup. And no money on the NBA MVP bet.
Smart. All right. Nice job, Head. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll track it. Let's see. He just said, if you're smart, you will fade him tonight because he continues to get burned by the Heat. But I'm making the same play. I'm going to take the points because of the Heat culture, because the Heat are locked. Because, I don't know, Denver's had 10 days off. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Denver is better. Denver is going to win the series. But looking at game one tonight, there's value. I'll take the 9. Who you got? How are you going to play that? 1-800-636-8686. All right, so once again, I'll tell you what, Denver, because this is a situation where they have not been, because this is their best team ever, they are going to be amped. That house is going to be insane. That house is going to be insane. But then again, Miami does not flinch, do they? They do not intimidate. They don't buckle. They don't blink. They don't flinch. They'll be ready.